Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The dynamic medieval ensemble La Rota, recent winners of Early Music America's Medieval Renaissance Performance Competition, gave an outstanding performance at this year's Bloomington Early Music Festival. On Harmonia this week, we'll listen to highlights from their memorable festival concert. We'll follow with a new release of music by Jakob van Eyck with the Japanese ensemble Antonello.
Thank you.
Vatali of Jakob van Eyck was performed by Antonello under the direction of Yoshimichi Hamada, a new release on the Enchiriadis label. The Bloomington Early Music Festival features a wide variety of medieval, Renaissance, Baroque, and classical music. It's an event where creative programs and exciting performances meet enthusiastic audiences year in and year out. Of the many ensembles that performed at the most recent festival, the award-winning Montreal-based ensemble La Rota gave a very memorable program from medieval France entitled Eau Fortuna, Music at the Time of Philip IV the Fair. Here's an excerpt from the beginning of the program, Chanterai pour mon courage, a song in which a young woman laments her lover's departure for the Crusades, followed by an estampi based on the same piece, and then finally the anonymous work Prendez-y garde sans me regarde.
Thank you.
medieval music from the time of Philippe the Fair from a live performance by Ensemble La Rota from this year's Bloomington Early Music Festival. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to Ensemble La Rota's performance at this year's Bloomington Early Music Festival. Since music of the Trouvères was abundant throughout La Rota's program, one could say that love was in the air. And who better to express such a complex emotion than these musician poets from northern France? Next, we'll hear La Rota perform A l'entrant d'Este by Blondel de Nesle, followed by the anonymous Et là, tant vis de mal. Hélas, tant vis de mal, an anonymous work from the time of Philippe the Fair. Before that, we heard A l'entrain d'Este by the medieval trouvère Blondel de Nesle. The performance, given live by Ensemble La Rota, came from this year's Bloomington Early Music Festival. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, we're listening to Ensemble La Rota's performance at this year's Bloomington Early Music Festival. The concert featured a number of notable interpretations, not least of which included two estampes that were improvised by Toby Miller, the group's hurdy-gurdy player. Next, we'll hear a Miller improvisation on Chacune dit que je folio, preceded and followed by two anonymous songs.
Thank you.
Three medieval pieces performed by Ensemble La Rota, featuring their hurdy-gurdy player Toby Miller, live at this year's Bloomington Early Music Festival. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to Ensemble La Rota's performance at this year's Bloomington Early Music Festival. La Rota also recently were granted first prize in Early Music America's Medieval Renaissance Performance Competition. The members performing in these excerpts from the Bloomington Early Music Festival were soprano Sarah Barnes, Toby Miller on recorder and hurdy-gurdy, Esteban La Rota singing and playing the lute and harp, and finally, Emilie Brulé on viol. Music of the Trouvères from this year's Bloomington Early Music Festival. We heard Johann de Lescurel's A vous douce débonnaire, preceded by Guibert de Bernavis' Un nouveau temps, all performed live by Ensemble La Rota. Our new release for this week features the Japanese ensemble Antonello. In this recent recording on the Incuriatis label, the group performs music of Dutch composer Jacob van Eyck. Yoshimichi Hamada, the ensemble's director and recorder soloist, performs on the next two pieces. We'll hear arrangements by van Eyck of Philie Schöne Herderin and Beaufont. Music by Jakob van Eyck. His Felice Schöne Herderin and Buffon were performed by Ensemble Antonello under the direction of Yoshimichi Hamada, a new release on the Incuriatis label. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.